previously on Putting Two and Two Together.
I have told you everything there is to know about me. Is it too much to ask for the same thing from you?
What are you saying? If I don't marry you, that it's over?
We don't have much of a future. If you can't give me a reason, why?
You sure you're okay with my being here?
You're my friend.
Thank you.
Crash here if you need to.
And where will you sleep? Okay, Tommy, what is it with you and the bear anyway?
He's the last thing Steven ever gave me. Edgar here has helped me through a lot over the years. That exclusive contract they offered me is going to keep me pretty busy.
Make sure you really want it. I would hate to see you waste the next 3 years focusing on someone else's creations.
What?
I'm just looking.
Well, I know that. Why?
What the fuck are you doing kissing me?
I don't know what I'm saying. I just know my feelings for you are separate. They have nothing to do with her.
If you had never met Rachel, and we met the same way, would you have been interested in me?
I do love you, Rachel.
And I love you. But right now, I really need to hate you.
Wednesday, May 19th, 3 months before the events of Episode 1.
For the last time, Erica, I'm not interested. Yeah, I know you went through a lot of hoops to secure the contract, and I'm flattered, I really am, but I want to do something else. I know it's the number one book, I'm kind of one of those folks responsible. Yeah, well, it doesn't mean much if I'm not enjoying it. I don't know. How about something creator-owned? Excuse me, did I say something funny? Right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Erica! Erica! Sorry, that was my fault. I put a question mark at the end that should have been an exclamation point. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know you guys don't do that, and there's the problem! No, without a signed contract, I don't have to do anything. Hey, those are my terms, or I'm walking. Never mind what I'm gonna do instead. Oh, that's real professional. Hello? Hello? Fuck. Sorry, just having a really bad
day. I thought that was you.
David.
Putting Two and Two Together, Season 0, Episode 0.11, Putting One and One Together.
How did you know where I was staying?
I didn't.
Then why are you here?
I wasn't at the hotel to see you, believe me.
Wow. Hello to you too.
Ugh, seriously, does it even matter, Clark?
Why are you being such a jerk to
4 weeks! It's been 4 weeks since you left my apartment.
I know how long it's been.
You don't think I've been wondering?
Hey, did you call me at all during that time? It's a two-way street, you know.
I texted you.
Once.
You didn't even do that much. I figured you'd at least respond.
Well, excuse me for trying to figure out what to do with my life.
I have just as many pieces to pick up as you do. More.
This isn't a contest.
And I was giving you space to do what you needed to.
Oh, like that.
For the first 2 weeks, no. Make that three. Then it was obvious that you just didn't give a shit.
Oh, is that you putting two and two together again?
What if it is?
Then you're wrong.
Bullshit. If you cared even a little bit, I would have heard something.
Tommy.
Have a nice life, David.
Tommy! Can you please just come inside? So we don't give the rest of this hotel a free show. I just want to talk.
I don't.
If nothing else, you deserve to get your teddy bear back.
You have Edgar in there?
Of course. I wouldn't let anything happen to him.
Fine. I'll give you 15 minutes.
How generous of you.
I can make it 10 if you want.
Sit down.
I'll stand.
Suit yourself.
So?
I want to apologize to you.
For?
You name it.
Oh, I will.
But I need you to apologize, too.
For what?
The state of this conversation, for starters.
Sorry.
You seem to think I'm the only one who fucked up.
I never said that.
You didn't have to.
Wait, did you really just say fucked?
Yeah. Why?
I don't think I've ever heard you swear before.
Seriously?
I'm just saying.
Yeah? Well, fuck you. How's that? Does that make you fucking happy?
Now who's the jerk?
I want to talk to my friend. Any idea where he might be?
I wish I knew.
Well, yours is right here, so...
I'd love to believe that.
Enough. I am.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I just...
You just are.
Sorry.
What are you doing here? Besides yelling at your editor and me. Tommy.
I'd rather not say.
We're at a hotel. I know why I'm here. No place else to live.
Please.
Unless I slept at my office. Shower at the gym, maybe. Not very practical.
Please.
Though. You, on the other hand, you have a place. Unless there's something that's changed that I don't
please
know.
Please leave it alone.
Local comic convention. Didn't notice any cosplayers, and you did quit, so that's probably
I was gonna
not...
hook up with a trick, okay?
There it is.
You have to understand.
Hey, you don't need my permission.
I didn't want to...
To tell me? Oh, yeah. You made that perfectly clear.
This is not a conversation I want to have with you.
So you've gone from picking up pieces to picking up fuck buddies.
You're actually jealous.
You know what? Just get out.
Oh, that's mature.
I said get out.
I still have 10 minutes left.
You can have them back.
Stop it.
I don't know why I thought you might actually...
I couldn't do it.
What?
The trick. I couldn't.
Couldn't or couldn't?
I stood him up.
Oh.
I drove here, got on the elevator, hit the button, door opened, door shut, and... I went back to the ground floor. That's when Erica called, so I just wandered down the halls until I was done.
And you ended up at my door.
Oddly.
There's gotta be a special term for that level of coincidence.
I'm sure there is.
Imagine if you didn't stand him up. And then she called.
Don't.
Why didn't you go through with it?
I'm pretty sure you know the answer to that for all the good it does me.
I think I might move back to San Diego.
What?
I've been thinking about it a lot.
You fucking coward.
I'm doing this for you.
Are you kidding me?
No. Tommy, listen to me. I have done nothing but hurt the people closest to me. You. Rachel, I can't go on doing
that. How about that? I actually got first billing. Or is that chronological? I lost track.
I don't want to keep hurting you. I thought maybe if I left, you could...
I could what?
Forget me.
How convenient for you.
Tommy.
How could I possibly forget you?
I don't know.
From the day I met you, you were the one person I could count on. You had every right to hate me that day, and yet you stood up to my dad for me.
Tommy!
On that day, you were supposed to make a good impression with Rachel. You kicked him out. For me! How am I supposed to forget that?
You gotta try, please.
God damn it, David! You helped me get over Steven's suicide.
And in one fell swoop, I hurt Rachel. You. I really hurt you. My best friend. Friend, I hurt you when all you wanted to do was help me.
You kissed me. That's all.
No, no, no. That was not all. We both know there was more to that. There was so much more. So please, just let me go.
You didn't listen when I said please.
Well, be a better man than I am.
No, I'm not gonna play this pity party, because you know what? I will win, hands down. Thanks to you, I lost my best friend, my sister, and the one parent who actually gave a damn. I listened to you, I had a 3-year exclusive contract ready to sign, and I listened to you. Well, you heard how that turned out.
Yeah, you stood up for yourself.
And she called my bluff. Now what am I gonna do?
What you've always wanted.
Don't you know? I never get what I want.
You got the contract offer.
Well, apparently I didn't want it.
And that's my fault?
Yeah. You made me see the lie.
Then I guess I can blame you right back.
For?
I thought I had it all. I was gonna get married, start a family, with a woman I could tell anything to who would do the same for me. Funny how none of that turned out to be true. Well, maybe I could tell her anything. But the other stuff? All a delusion.
David.
You know what the biggest one was, though?
What?
I thought what I wanted was important. I should have listened to what I need.
And what's that?
Something I can't have.
Boy, you say I talk in riddles.
Oh, come on. Do I have to spell it out for you?
I don't know why that surprises you.
God, for such a know-it-all, you were totally clueless.
Here we go again.
Don't.
No, tell me. Go ahead. What? What? What exactly do you need that you can't have?
You idiot.
Me?
Yes.
You need me?
That's what I said.
But what you said, San Diego.
You said it yourself. I ruined your life. I don't want to hurt you. I never did.
David.
Believe what you want about me, but know this. Hurting you is the last thing I ever want to do in this life.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Tommy, I love you completely, with all my heart.
No, you can't mean
I
that.
I do. I love you. I have from the day I met
Stop.
You.
Stop. What about my sister?
Rachel's over.
She'll come around.
I don't want her to.
But you love her.
I love you.
No.
I've had a lot of time to think. A lot of time.
No.
Yes. It wasn't right. I see that now.
You're wrong.
No. Tommy, listen. I should have seen you the way I see you now, the way I saw you the night I kissed you.
David.
And it kills me that I hurt you both because I didn't see you.
This can't be real.
You don't have to say it back. We both know how you feel. That's not what this is about. Too much has happened. I know we can't.
I love you. I love you. I love you so much, David.
Whoa.
What?
This is too...
David, calm down.
I want to.
It's okay. I want this too. I love you.
We shouldn't. I don't want to hurt you.
I don't want to hurt you either. But that felt so right.
It did. It really did.
Now I know what I was like the last time this happened.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not. Believe me, I'm not. I can't believe this is...
I am so fucking scared right now.
Me too. I don't know what any of this means.
Yes, I can't ask where we go from here, then.
You can ask. Doesn't mean I have any answers. What?
I kind of have an idea. But it's probably too soon, if you know what I mean.
Well, that didn't take you too long to get over.
Forgive me for fantasizing.
I'm pretty sure I beat you to that fantasy.
Hey, just because I said no when we met doesn't mean I didn't imagine it.
Even if you did, I still saw you first, which means...
Does this mean I still have to give you the bear back?
Excuse me, what?
Edgar, your teddy bear. The one you lent to cheer me up. The only reason you agreed to
Him. So not what I thought you meant.
What'd you think I meant?
You meant bear back. I heard bear back.
Oh. Yeah, not what I meant.
A likely story. No, you can keep him for a little while. As long as I get to visit.
He'd like that. Tommy, I want you to be honest with me.
I told you the truth. I didn't meet up with that trick.
No, Tommy, I believe you. And even if you did.
I didn't.
I don't care.
Well, you did.
It doesn't matter.
It did before.
That was before. And it's not what I'm asking.
I thought, since we were talking about that...
Not even a little bit.
Oh. What are you talking about?
Do you think we might actually have a chance? Together?
I don't know. There's so much stacked against us. You know there's going to be a lot of drama.
There was a lot of drama in here, and look where we ended up.
This was a cakewalk compared to everybody.
Especially where Rachel's concerned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I really hurt her.
Yeah, but don't forget... She also hurt you.
Apples and oranges. Doesn't make me feel better.
No.
How bad was it for you?
Bad. But I'll deal with it.
You could always run away with me to San Diego.
No.
We could be fucking cowards together.
Maybe someday, but I can't leave now. And I think you know you can't either.
Right. I wasn't really serious. Well, I was before, but I'm joking now.
I don't think I'll ever get used to you saying fuck, though.
How about me doing it instead?
Oh, David!
I know. When the time's right. You are an amazing kisser, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised at that.
Why? Why would you be surprised?
Promise you won't laugh?
No.
Besides Steven, I've never kissed a guy before.
Huh?
I mean it.
You're not telling me that you're a...
No, I just never did that part of it.
But other parts...
Oh, yeah, lots of times. Nothing to worry about in that department.
I was gonna say, that would have been a lot of pressure on your trick.
Can we not bring that up again?
How come you never...
Steven. Because of what happened after we... You know, Dad and all that.
That never even occurred to me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We never got to that part, for the record.
You didn't need to tell me.
Too late.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you.
So, the big question...
Yes?
What exactly do we care when we put one and one together?
Oh, man. That's bad.
You're just mad because you didn't think of it.
Yeah, that's it.
Thought so.
Just shut up and kiss me already.
Putting 2 and 2 together, season 0. Episode 0.11, Putting 1 and 1 Together. Written, directed, and produced by Peter Kosmasophronis. Based on his play, 2 and 2 Together. Tommy Hansen was played by Dan Murray. David Sharp was played by Adam Haru. Sound engineering by Dan Murray. Sound editing by Peter Kosmasophronis. Theme music by Valerie Fortioni. Credits and narration by Leonard Kaplan. Special thanks to Dan Murray, David Laban, and Del Shores. The script of 2 and 2 Together is available for purchase at Amazon.com, along with the scripts for Season 1 and Season 2 of Putting 2 and 2 Together. Merchandise is available from Teespring at ptattmerch.creator-spring.com. Putting 2 and 2 Together will return for Season 3. For more information, please visit www.petersophronis.com. On behalf of the cast and crew, thank you for listening.